You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. I'm Leora Zeitlin. We just heard We're Called Gondolieri from The Gondoliers, music of Gilbert and Sullivan. We heard David Fieldsend and Alan Oakey and the Doily Cart Opera Company. The Gondoliers is going to be produced this weekend and next weekend by the Starlight Theater Company of Las Cruces. And it's my pleasure to welcome back into our studios Ginger Scarborough Anderson and Bridget Anderson, who have been here a number of times to talk about this annual tradition of Gilbert and Sullivan in the summer. And my pleasure to invite Sophia Divin for the first time, who's also part of this production. Welcome to you all.
Thank you very much.
Ginger Scarborough Anderson, you're the director and founder of the Starlight Children's Theater, and I've talked with you over the course of a number of years. And this year it's The Gondoliers. Give us a little, the elevator pitch about The Gondoliers.
The Gondoliers, I think, is probably the most sophisticated music that Sullivan wrote. And I fell in love with it when I first heard the music. And I think it's my favorite. And it's an amusing story about a young prince who was stolen when he was an infant. And then he's taken off to Venice to be raised and among two gondoliers. But then they get confused, and the one who raises them doesn't know which one's the prince and which is the gondolier. And we spend the rest of the time trying to find out who it will be.
So this is one of the last operettas of Gilbert and Sullivan, and one of the ones that it was great success, but it also created some acrimony between them, I think, or at least it was leading up to some acrimony, because I think both of them, Gilbert wanted to do a more serious opera, and Sullivan felt like he'd been constrained for years. I don't know, I remember a little bit of this, and then Gilbert was like, you've been constrained. What about me? But somehow, this is the mark of a professional musicians, they still wrote this really successful light opera, even though I think both of them maybe were itching to do something more serious.
Indeed. Sullivan was wanting to do a serious opera. And so Gilbert made a concession by allowing Sullivan to write 15 minutes of straight music at the beginning. And so that was one of the concessions that had to be made.
Wow, that's a long overture or musical opening. But anyway, this is the Starlight Theater Company. You've been doing this for years with young people throughout Las Cruces and maybe the wider region, or it's mostly Las Cruces?
It's Las Cruces, and this is our 11th year.
11th year, wonderful. So let's turn the mics over to our younger cast members, Bridget Anderson and Sophia Divin. Both will be in very different roles in The Gondoliers. So I'm going to start with Sophia. Let me know a few things about you. Where are you in your schooling, and both physically and what year?
So I am a junior going into my senior year in high school. I'm currently homeschooled.
And how long have you been acting with the Starlight Theater Company?
So this is my third consecutive production that I've done with them. I heard about it just a few years ago, and I saw one of their productions, and I was so enamored by the costumes and the music, and I really, really wanted to participate, and I joined the year after that.
And you are playing a very lead role in this. Tell us a little bit about your role.
So I'm playing the part of Casilda, and she's from the daughter of a duke and a duchess, so she feels very, very royal, and she feels very entitled, I think, a little bit, but deep down, she really just has very basic wants. She wants to, you know, be loved and to have a successful life, but so she's a little bit, she has a complicated role in this play.
All right, we're going to get to the plot in just a moment. Let me introduce Bridget Anderson. We've had you on a number of times, and you've had bigger roles and smaller roles, and this time you are?
I am playing Janetta, and that is Marco Palmieri, one of the gondoliers, his wife. She is a really passionate person. She she experiences the extreme of all the emotions, from intense disappointment when she has to be left alone in Venice for a long time, to complete happiness at all the news that she's given, and a little bit of a temper too. She's really exciting.
And okay, so, and Bridget, tell us where you're at in your schooling at this point.
I recently graduated from Oñate High School.
Congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
And what's next?
I am going to college to major in musical theater.
Excellent. Where will you be going?
The University of Texas at Arlington.
Fantastic. So this has stuck.
That it sure has, yeah.
If you want to continue to do this professionally, that's wonderful. All right, so the plot. So Gilbert and Sullivan frequently lampoon the class system, the monarchy, the rigidities that they may have perceived happening in English society. But this takes place in Italy, which of course makes it easier to lampoon, because it doesn't feel like it's not the Royal Navy of England as in some of the others, and quite so directly. But there is definitely a satirical idea, and it comes right at the beginning that these two young boys have been raised as brothers. One is of nobility and one is a lowly gondolier in Venice. And right at the beginning, they take wives. So Bridget, you're one of those wives.
Yes.
And then Casilda steps off the boat with her parents, because it turns out Casilda has been betrothed at birth to the king of Bataria's son, who's one of these gondoliers, but she doesn't know that yet. You're already in love with somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you already have a love interest?
Yeah, she's a little bit devastated to realize that she was married in infancy without having been told prior to that.
Yes, married in infancy to a total stranger. And meanwhile, the king of Bataria has died, and this gondolier boy has no idea, right? They don't have any idea. So tell us a little bit from each of your perspectives. That's just kind of the basis, what happens and what provides the drama in your character. So why don't we start with Bridget, because as one of the gondolier wives, you actually appear on stage first.
Yes. I think to begin with, the gondoliers are really interested in equality. They might take that to a little bit of a comical extreme.
Oh, so that's a political issue, right? Because they're interested in a sort of republic, not a monarchy.
Precisely, which is not at all what they had in mind when they hid the king away. Mm-hmm. And see, these men are so concerned with equality, they don't want to express a preference for who they choose. So I was basically chosen by choice.
They blindfold themselves or something like that, don't they? Just sort of pick whoever comes.
Somewhat
random. Luck of the draw.
I think they might have been cheating a little bit. But
oh, okay. All right. So you and Marco have maybe a little flirtation going on.
Of course.
Okay.
And so I'm thrilled. He's swoon worthy. He is the most handsome guy in town. Well, one of the two most handsome guys in town. And so I'm head over heels for this man, and then come to find out that he may be a king. And I'm so happy because, you know, that means I could be a queen. I could wear beautiful dresses and such. They didn't tell us that the king was married to somebody else. So
in infancy.
Yes. So had he known he was married as an infant, they wouldn't have married us. But now we're devastated because we have no idea who is who and whether we'll ever see them again. I think that's mostly the drama that drives my character.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, Casilda steps off the boat. And Sophia, tell us a little bit more about your character and what's going to happen.
So Casilda has arrived in Italy with her parents, and she's not quite aware of why they're here yet. So she's just she's following her parents, and then is informed of something she had no prior knowledge of, that she was married in infancy. And she has to take the news, you know, as well as she can, but she's deeply devastated because she has given her heart to someone else. And so she kind of has some conflictions going on, because she's going to have to, you know, follow with what her parents have thought is best, and she's going to have to go and rule this country to someone that she's with someone that she's never met before. But yet she's going to be deeply unhappy while doing so. So the drama is that she's already in love, but she has to let that go, and she kind of has to sacrifice that that love in order to do her duty.
Now, of course, it's a light opera, not a tragedy, so things kind of take twists and turns, and somehow everything works out in the end in classic Gilbert and Sullivan style.
Yes, indeed. One of my favorite, I guess, themes of this show is that life is super chaotic and it's crazy and terrible, unexpected things happen, but you can make the best of it, and really all we can do is go with what it's given us.
Yeah. You know, that's in some ways a kind of the classic difference between comedy and tragedy. It's the same chaos oftentimes. It's
true.
Just that one way it ends not the way we want, and the other, everything sort of gets wrapped up perfectly beautifully. And there's the premises, even though there's a kind of ridiculousness, like in most opera, to the premise of the story. The lampooning is quite serious in a way, because after all, royalty did have to do whatever they were told, right? And people who were in the lower classes pretty much rarely got out of the lower classes. So the hopes and dreams, the fairy tale of becoming a queen, of a maiden of low birth, so to speak, becoming a queen was almost impossible. So there's lots of overturning of the way things, the natural order of things. The production is The Gondoliers, and it's coming up this weekend, tomorrow night at 7, Saturday at 1 and 7, next Friday, the 21st, at 10:30 and 7, and the next Saturday at 7. But before we end, I want to talk a few more minutes about the challenges singing in a Gilbert and Sullivan production for both of you. They're famous for patter songs, lots of words, very rhythmic, but sometimes very fast. So, Sophia, tell us a little bit about your solos and also your musical background.
So I didn't really get into singing whatsoever or consider it as something that I would do as a hobby until 2012, when I joined a community choir here, the Mesilla Valley Teen Singers, and I've been singing with them ever since then. And then I did my first musical production in 2014. I did a Mall and the Night Visitors here with the Doña Ana Lyric Opera, and that's when I realized how much I loved performing, and then I jumped right into Starlight Children's Theater. So the music is quite challenging. You know, you can have a vast amount of experience beforehand, and then you reach Gilbert and Sullivan, and it's like the pinnacle of difficulty. I think the most difficult aspects are trying to keep track of breathing and acting and choreography all simultaneously while trying to enunciate your words and make sure that the audience is going to understand fully what you're saying, because keeping track of all of that is quite a challenge.
And Bridget, how about you musically on this one?
Well, my musical background is I was in theater in high school and some middle school, and I did Allstate. But I'm very familiar with Gilbert and Sullivan music, so a lot of that is more familiar to me. I think my biggest challenge in this show is that we have a rather smaller chorus, so you have to sing out the whole time, whether it's your solo or if you're in the chorus, because we need to be heard in a theater, especially if we're not mic'd.
So when your mom said it was one of her favorites, you nodded.
Oh, this is by far definitely my favorite. When I was a young kid, maybe 9, my mom showed me a bunch of Gilbert and Sullivan musicals, and this one stuck out as my favorite. I was super interested in the characters, and I loved all the music and the costumes, and I have been wanting to do this show for a long time now.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all so much for coming in. I've been speaking with Sophia Diven and Bridget Anderson, two actresses in the upcoming production of The Gondoliers. It's the Starlight Theater Company of Las Cruces, which is now in its 11th season. And it's music of Gilbert and Sullivan. Thank you to Ginger Scarborough Anderson for starting this company. And I, as somebody who has seen a number of these, they are really wonderful, and it really exceeds expectations in professionalism. I think you do a great job. So performances again, tomorrow night at 7, this Saturday, two performances, one at 1 o'clock and one at 7 p.m. And then next Friday, July 21st, two performances, 10:30 a.m. a children's matinee and 7 p.m. and Saturday at 7. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We're going to go out with one more tune from the Gondoliers to finish things off. Dance a Cachuca from the Gondoliers. Again, the Doily Cart Opera Company.